This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Is Sky Blues Extra.
Thank you for joining us for another Sky Blue Extra Match Day preview in association with the Sky Blue Tavern and Dylan's Brewery. Up next this week, the Sky Blues will play host to Stoke City in what now feels like a crucial match before the international break. I'm joined by Andy this evening. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good, pal. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well. Obviously, as we say, one final opportunity for us to get some points on the board before another international break, and it comes in the form of Stoke City. Heading into the game, City are now obviously coming in on the back of four straight defeats, while Stoke will come into the game on the back of four games unbeaten, including three wins and a draw against Cardiff last time out. Andy, we are still in November. There is still a long way to go. However, given everything that's happened so far this season, and obviously particularly the last 3 weeks since that last international break, how big of a game are you seeing this Saturday being?
Absolutely huge. We need some kind of positivity going into the international break, Matt.
Yeah,
we need something to cling on to.
The worry is how bad we are after an international break, right? It just feels like the last couple of years.
I'm not thinking that far. I'm just thinking to Stoke and then I'll deal with that afterwards. I can't.
And then we'll have another terrible run after the next break.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. But it's huge. We need some positivity going into the international break. So yeah, massive, massive game for Robinson.
Yeah, as far as November games go, this does feel like a pretty huge game. Obviously, we have seen a number of changes to personnel and formation over the last few matches. Robbins really seems unsure of what his best side and his formation are at this moment in time, Andy.
Yeah, he does. He's like we discussed on the pod earlier, previewing obviously the game against Preston. It's he is struggling at the moment with what he's beginning to do. And it's an interesting one. You know, he's used to playing, he's very stubborn on his 5-3-2, isn't it? Well, 5-3-1 or playing 5-4-1. You know, will he change from that? What do you think? Because obviously he never goes really against playing five at the back in his wing-back system, is he? So do you think he's going to change to four?
There's this part of me which thinks that everything that we've seen over the last few weeks would suggest that there's a fair chance that he will do that. But there's just some part of me which really thinks he won't. I don't know if it's because we're coming up to another international break and maybe he'll think, look, let's stick with it for another game. This is what the players, even though it's not been going how we'd want it to on the pitch, this is what the players have been drilled to do in training. Let's give it another go. And then maybe it's a case of saying, okay, if things don't go to plan in this game, we'll have a couple of weeks then to try and maybe implement the change a bit more for coming the other side in the international break. I don't know. Do you tend to agree?
The only thing that alludes me to think he's going to change is his post-match against Preston, that he talked about when Sims came on the right, and he played really well, didn't he? He caused havoc, and he said that gives me food for thought, didn't he? So that may indicate that he might be looking, maybe playing three of them up front against Stoke, and playing Sims down the right, Godden up top, and then Wright on the left. So that's the only thing that may sway me to think he's going to change system, because I'm like you, he's stubborn as a mule, isn't he, Robbins? And he normally doesn't ever go away from five at the back. So fingers crossed, in my opinion, I think he needs to go away from the five at the back at the moment. So hopefully he does.
Yeah. Well, you started to give us your team for the Stoke game and the review of the Preston game. We got that back line, but let's run through it. Let's see what you'd do heading into this massive game against Stoke.
Okay, the team I would play, personally, I would play Collins in goal. I'd play Van Ewijk right back, Thomas, Kitchen centre-halves, De Silva left back, Sheaf and Eccles in the middle of the park. I'd play Sims on the right up front with Godden and Wright, and then in behind, I'd play Sakamoto.
It's a tricky one, because obviously when you are in such a difficult spell of games, you are crying out for changes, but I think we'd also all probably say he hasn't been short of changes over the last 3-4 weeks since the international break as well. So it's almost as if it might go full circle and say, well, maybe we need to go back to what we know, but he doesn't seem sure of it at the moment. As you say, some of his post-match comments maybe suggested he thinks he needs to tinker a bit more. So really interesting to see what will happen from a commentary perspective. Obviously, we'll just touch on Stoke a little bit as well. As we mentioned, they're coming into the game 4 games unbeaten. A little bit of worrying form from them. They're currently sitting 13th spot with 20 points. Doesn't sound too promising. Obviously, two teams with very different form.
It is very much so. And in that, you know, they've won in the last 4 games. They've won 3, and I think they drew with Cardiff at the weekend. But they've beaten Leeds and Borough in that. So I watched Leeds against Leicester again on Friday night, and they were outstanding. They were better than Leicester. Leeds were on Friday night. So if they beat Leeds, that's impressive. So we're in for a game on Saturday. It's not going to be easy. Never is against Stoke. Never is. Mm-hmm. But their recent form is pretty decent, mate. So, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah. And any players, obviously, we know there's a couple of former Sky Blues in their ranks, isn't there?
Yeah, Michael Rose, McNally obviously plays for them. And they're two very decent centre-halves. Kind of an argument, Rose's performances over the last 4 games for them has been outstanding. There's an argument, well, why did we get rid of Rose? But that's another question for another podcast. But but no, they've got a couple of ex-players who obviously will want to do well against us. So, it's going to be an interesting game on that front as well.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
And obviously, in that run, they've shown they've got real, and we're talking about obviously a couple of players that we know well in those defensive ranks. It obviously has worked out well for Stoke. They've only conceded 1 goal in their last 4 games. Obviously, given our form, given our struggles to break sides down, how do you think we can counteract that obviously strong defensive line Stoke have got? Do you really see us having, creating too many opportunities in what's looking like another very difficult afternoon?
Yeah, I think we can. I think we, like I said, I alluded it I've alluded to, I think we've got goals in our team. I don't think that's an issue. Mm. It's keeping them out. That's the problem I've got with our team at the moment. I've got no confidence in our defence at the moment. That's the problem. And that's why I want us to change to a four. So yeah. I think we can cause them problems, mate. I think there's goals in this team. I really do believe that. And I think we can cause them problems. Because I looked at the last, you know, the back two is McNally and Rose. So we can cause them two problems. There's no question. Whoever plays up there, Sims, Wright, Godden, or even if they're all free play at the same time and get someone in behind, we can cause them problems, definitely, 100%. Mm.
One of the things that is quite an interesting and telling stat for me over this four-game period is how dominant Coventry have been in terms of possession, but obviously how that hasn't translated to results. And is that something that you'd hope they're looking at, obviously, going into the preparation for this game? We had close to 70% possession against Bristol City. We had pretty similar against both Rotherham and West Brom. And again, we mentioned in the review earlier on against Preston, it was over or close to 60% in that match as well. Pretty dominant on the ball, but just not seeming to have the ability to pick our way through teams. Now, there is pace in this team. We know that. You've got Vanuwick. You've got the likes of Sims and right up front. There is pace in the ranks of this team, but we just don't seem to really be exploiting that too much at the minute. We want to hold the ball and try and pick our way through. Would you like to see us maybe lean a bit more on that pace?
Definitely. You know, I'd rather have less possession and be more threatening. You know, you can have all the ball in the world. If you don't do anything with it, what's the point? It's, you know, I'd rather have less of the ball. And, you know, when we get the ball, we're attacking with pace and go for the throat of people. That's, I'd rather see that than keep the ball for the keeping the ball's sake and not do anything with it. So, yeah, I agree with you. We've got good pace in the team. So, yeah, perhaps if we use that a bit more down the sides, definitely that would be good. Because De Silva and Milan have got great pace. You know, they just need to be in those forward areas. When they get into that space, they need to just be a bit more confident. And perhaps if they've got a couple of big strikers that they can aim for, that might help.
Mm. But I guess that potentially would lead towards playing wing-backs as well, which might lead Robbins to stick with that formation that he's seen. And we know with Vanuwick, he's obviously got a few concerns around the way he's employed himself so far this season. But if you want him to really exploit and obviously move forward at pace, you've probably got to move him into a wing-back position rather than as a obviously as a right back, and maybe similar for De Silva as well.
No, understandable. Yeah, if you want to, you know, depend on your wing backs for providing service, then you're gonna have to play three at the back.
Yeah,
because if they play four, they're not going to get forward as much as if they were playing in a, you know, 3-3-3-5-2 formation or 3-4-1 formation. So, it depends on, you know, what you want. But at the moment, for me, the wing-backs haven't really been providing the service, have they? That's the issue. That's why, personally, I would change to a four.
Yeah, more reaction to obviously what we've seen on the pitch over the last few weeks, which certainly would make sense. Okay, well, let's have your thoughts on how you see this game going. Give us a quick breakdown on what you think is going to, what we're going to see on Saturday afternoon, and give us a prediction.
Hey,
you sound like you're going to be worried.
I haven't got a clue. Yeah. I've got not a clue what Robbins is going to pick, what formations he's going to play, who's he going to play. And that's, you know, not normal for a Robbins team. I'm normally pretty sure of what he's going to do. Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't got a clue what he's going to do. I haven't got a clue how the game's going to go. What I want to do from a fan's point of view, and, you know, someone who cares about the club, is that I just want the team to, whoever's picked, to whatever formation, is to show, especially in defensive areas, a bit more fight, and a bit more, you know, bollocks, and really, you know, fighting for that badge, because that's what we need in this situation. We need people that have got a bit between the teeth and want to play for the badge, and that's what I want to see, especially from our defensive unit on Saturday. And like I said, I've not got to worry about goals. I think we've got goals in our team, whoever we play. So that's what I want. I want to see a bit of fight from the back line and a bit of a unit, and really grind this result out. Because let's be honest, mate, we just need a scrappy 1-0 and then we can get going. That's all we
Saturday
need.
Is all about result. It's 100%
absolutely
about result.
I don't care how we play. Just a scrappy, hits Godden on the arse, it goes in 1-0.
Yeah, no, 100% agree. I think a thing that's really important for me as well, obviously we're going as fans, we're going to speculate about the quality of players. We've got a lot of players who've come into the squad for big money this summer. We're going to speculate about them as players, and that's understandable. And obviously they've left us in a position where we can speculate whether they're good enough or whether they're going to obviously prove to be poor signings for us. I think a big part for me, and you, as you've said there, 100% agree, it's about the passion, the fight, what they show on the pitch, because as good as they may or may not end up being as Coventry City players across their career, they should be better than they've been over the last 4 weeks. And even if that is just because of the fight that they show, the bottle, and even if it's just a case of showing that more than actually they allow on the pitch, you know, I'm sure these are players who care about the club, want to perform well, have a lot of professional pride and want to show what they can do on a pitch, but they've not shown that to the fans either. There hasn't really been much desire to really show their passion, in my opinion, to the fans. And there feels like there's a bit of a disconnect at the minute between the fans and the players versus what we would have seen over the last couple of years, where we've obviously built that up to a really good position. And that, for me, we can speculate as long as we like about how good these players might end up being, but they have to show a performance that's better than what they have done, because whether we like it or not, and whether we make changes in January or whether they, some of them prove to not be the players that we wanted them to be, they're what we've got for the next at least 2 months or so. So we need to see that battle. We need to see that fight, don't we?
Well said. Yeah, 100% agree with you. It's like what I just said. A couple of minutes ago, 100% agree with you on that. We need to show some fight and some, you know, real kahunas, as they say, Matt.
So are we going for a 1-0 off Godden's arse?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put a 1-0. I'm going to fancy us to get a 1-0 win. I'm going to try and be a positive spin on it and try, I think, 1-0 to Cov.
And any thoughts on who the goal scorer might be?
I'm going to go for Sims.
Yeah.
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 Be good to see. Sims. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it does feel like he's somebody whose performances, even as a substitute over the last couple of weeks, maybe more than others, has warranted it. There has been that effort, and that he may be one of the few players you can see who wants it, and maybe at times has tried to overplay because he wants it too much. So it would I'd more than happily take a 1-0 with Ellis Sims grabbing the winner. But we'll obviously see what happens on Saturday afternoon. That is all the time we've got for tonight's match day preview. Another shout out to our fantastic sponsors at the Sky Blue Tavern and Dylan's Brewery, and of course to all of our listeners. And again, if you agree or disagree with anything you've heard on tonight's preview, please do let us know using that hashtag SBE podcast.
Is Sky Blues Extra.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.